Welcome to Serviced Accommodation Secrets with me, Sally Kemba. This is the podcast where you get the on-the-ground experience that we're living and breathing with our serviced accommodation units. So you get to share our hacks and tips, our mistakes, so you can learn from those and thrive on our success. Hi there, guys. It's Sally here with Serviced Accommodation Secrets, the Facebook Live and the podcast. I hope you're all really well. And it's been a bit of a strange time recently. I think, I don't know if you feel the same, because we've had in serviced accommodation, in that whole sector, lockdown, easing of lockdown from the 4th in England, from the 15th of July in Scotland, but able to host leisure guests. But from the communities that I'm in SA, people who I work with, great people who are in our mastermind and mentoring and just really great people who I know in the business, many, many people are saying, literally still working with contractors, not a sniff of staycation and leisure guests. Not that that's been our main market, if I'm honest, but I think there's been a slight sort of air of deflation perhaps, and it's like, okay, let's regroup, let's carry on. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but I've started to feel like actually kind of walking through treacle a little bit. It's like, are we really getting anywhere? It's a bit of a struggle going on. And so I was really enjoying my meditation. It's a guided meditation that I do. So I thought I really wanted to share that with you, because it really resonated and really helps, because I'm quite a positive person and have lots of things that I take on board to help keep me buoyant and help things work really well. And in terms of feeding that into the business, it can be a really practical thing to do as well, because it also has a knock-on effect in your whole well-being as well as in your work. Also really excited because I'm actually going to get my hair cut next week, which is amazing. So anyway, that's another matter. These whole phases that we go through. So guided meditation that I've been listening to is Renew Yourself, Body, Mind and Spirit with Deepak Chopra and Balvin. And it's actually a free one that I told my WhatsApp group about and my mentees and other people I know, because if you've ever tried to meditate and you haven't been able to because your mind goes elsewhere, this just helps guide you through some really positive ways to approach your life, ways to think about what you're doing, ways to adjust your viewpoints so things can work out really well. And if you ever think how lockdown has been a bit of a survival for us, so people who are still in business, you know, I chatted to one lady today who's an experienced operator, and she's kind of saying, yeah, you know, I'm kind of break even and thinking I'll change what I'm doing a little bit. Other people, you know, they're doing really well with contractors, and that's their chief focus. And so that's great. And so I think it's been a bit of a survival thing. Some people thriving, and I know it's a big theme, survival versus thriving, but this is very much what this meditation was about, is I thrive because my body thrives. And actually, sometimes we put too much effort in, but it's kind of in the wrong way. It's kind of a resistance. So thinking about the path of least effort is what nature does. So water takes the easiest route down a mountain, through a stream, you know, into a lake, or, you know, a leak in a kitchen sink. You know, it's going to take the easiest route. And that's really what we want to be doing, getting into that flow and thinking about the vibrancy that we have when things are going well, the vibrancy that comes naturally, actually, to you in your body. But we kind of, I don't know, throw a spanner in the works. Kids are very energetic, vibrant. So I wanted to go through a few themes. So it's about kind of renewing yourself, but renewing what you're doing in your business as well, and thinking about the many support systems that you have, both personally, physically, in our SA community, and in your business as well, because you're going to have different systems in place, different people you work with, different professionals that integrate with you in your business, and you're all there to keep working really well. So If you've been in survival mode and you're coming through it, well done, that's awesome. But survival, as Deepak says, it gives a feeling of loss and hurt and trauma and terrible life events. And so it paints that picture. Whereas actually, if you think in terms of thriving, it's when, you know, everything's exciting, energetic, and going really well. And sometimes it might just be a state of mind. So yes, many of us will have had traumatic life events, and especially recently. So, you know, thankful that we personally haven't experienced difficulties with coronavirus, except for, you know, how to behave in lockdown and be really thorough with it. But I know many, many people have suffered terrible things too, which is really sad. But, you know, in life, there are few of us who will be completely unscathed. But if you think in terms of thriving and how you can be letting go of what's happened in the past and releasing yourself from that and moving into the present moment, that really frees you up into a mode of thriving and what Deepak calls an untroubled confidence. And actually, if you think about how you can look on a physical level and down at the level of cells, they have untroubled confidence and just literally operate and thrive and grow, and there's a trust and an energy and a vitality, cooperation and well-being. It just all works. And young children mirror that too. So many times, you know, if they're nurtured by adults who are taking on the hard realities of everyday life, this is what Deepak's saying, young kids mirror their selves. They're vibrant, energized, and just really full of energy and full of beans. And we kind of lose that a bit, don't we? We walk around with our baggage attached to us. And I was at another meditation on Saturday that Susie, one of my mentees and masterminders, invited me to. And the guru there was saying, imagine if you just completely lost your memory right now, what would you have? What would you be if you had, you know, a lack of awareness of anything else? And we just are. And he was talking about meditation. You know, we struggle to meditate because our thoughts are keeping us occupied and unable to relax. And actually, it's just like cutting the string to those thoughts and letting them go, because meditation is actually just being. And these things are just hard for us to do. It's like we try too hard, we resist them, we put in all sorts of, you know, extra effort that really doesn't need to be there. And actually, all the struggle seems to make it harder. And having the behavior that leaves it uncomplicated makes things work so much more cooperatively and vibrantly. And so one of the things that can really help to think about our body as an ever faithful support system for life. So it is our vehicle for life. Whatever your religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, obviously completely respect everybody's beliefs, but mine is kind of spiritual, but thinking of how I tend to think of us all as one, but we each inhabit our body that is our interface into the physical world, if you like. Well, have whatever you believe is personal to you, but it does carry us through this physical world, which is amazing, isn't it? Nature is amazing. Even when you look around you, everything that's been going on, nature's been really recovering, and, you know, habitats are coming back, and it just carries on. We were talking about this at dinner, Becky and Pete and I. Nature just carries on regardless of what we're all doing. And so it's about being in tune with all of these things, putting purity into our bodies, you know, exercising and having water and good food and avoiding too many toxins. Do have chocolate, sorry, a bit too much sugar probably, but really thinking about rewarding our body with Things like joy and laughter and contentment actually all make us feel better. And it's not just all in our heads, it's a whole flow. And thinking in terms of, you know, what we have now. So we might struggle against, you know, we're not where we want to be, but actually appreciating and really celebrating where we are now, what we have got, what we have managed to do. We've actually arrived at this point. It's amazing. And having trust and moments of wholesomeness and just the beauty and goodness that we have around us. Obviously, there's going to be people who are really suffering and don't have that. So we can be doubly grateful, especially in our first world. You know, we've got all the technology. We've got an amazing garden and countryside around us where we live. We're so lucky for that. And if in one moment in our day, we can take a moment of gratitude for a peaceful view, something beautiful in your life, your family, your friends, and within your business, you can think about the many support systems that you have in your business. So you have all the people around you. You have, you know, we've got an amazing WhatsApp group. We've got a Facebook group. I've got lots of people in the SA community, the wider community, property community, and so much of it links into mindset, which I really love. And just really being so grateful for that. So much feedback. It's such an amazing group that we're in. Just in, even in the WhatsApp, I look at it and it's like loads of messages, everybody helping each other. So I think if we keep helping each other, being grateful for the help that we get, all our tech, all our systems that we have with our tech, they're just amazing things that we have. And just keep moving forward, even if it feels like you're not getting very far at some point. Just make sure you do have that vision board, that end goal and beyond. So a longer goal as well. And I think that helps to pull you along. And there's loads of analogies for that. I think it is great. There's so much knowledge. There's new people, experienced people. And that's what I love when new and experienced people come together and really want to help each other. It just really improves life, doesn't it? And, you know, just any sort of knock and effect that has, you know, it's got to be good. And really, I think just reevaluate where you are. If you've had a difficult time, give yourself a win, give yourself, you know, a bit of celebration for all the good things that have happened, as well as the things that have been hard. But if they've been hard, they've been a challenge that you've either got through, you're getting through. And if you're anything like me, I've got a few sort of tasks and things like that sticking in a sauna a little bit here. I really need to just get them done, and I think if I get through those, you can have a little wall, have a breakthrough, and that would be a definite time to do a little celebration dance. And we've had a couple of 5-star Google reviews recently, because direct bookings, it's a little bit difficult to, you know, get reviews. You're on booking.com, obviously you can't do that, so we send people to Google. And we've had some great reviews recently, so I have to do a little 5-star Google review dance as well and enjoy these things. So if you've been having a great time, then that's awesome if you're thriving. And if you've been feeling like you're struggling, maybe just relax a bit, think about what you can be grateful for, and just really energize yourself with things that you really enjoy. And, you know, just really appreciate what you've got going on. And the fact we're all here, we're all making it through, and we can be really successful and keep helping each other. So that's really my theme for today, is just renew yourself. If you don't know about this guided meditation, I will put it in the comments on the Facebook group. But if you've got any questions, do comment below in the post and in the Service Accommodation Secrets Facebook group. And if you've got anything you'd like me to go through in the podcast, then do let me know. I think the mindset things can really help. And I'm looking to do more interviews and things too. So I'm quite excited about all of that sort of thing too. Okay there, guys. So take care, and I will speak to you soon.
Sharing the secrets of success.